Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the SJVN Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call, hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q4 FY23 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. N.L. Sarma, sir, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. A.K. Singh, Director of Finance. So we will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. N.L. Sarma for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yes, good morning to one and all. We are here from SJVN side to present the FY23 annual accounts and Q4 of FY. Let me briefly tell that as of now, we have seven generation projects and one transmission project, total eight projects under operation. And we have, what, 16 projects under construction. And last year, the CapEx incurred by SJVN was the highest ever. It was 8,240 crores, against the target set by Government of India of 8,000 crores. If we see our growth for the last six years, in the FY18, the CapEx was 407 crores and increased from 407 year by year to 8,240 crores, and it registered 70% compound growth rate over the period of six years. So that is the story of CapEx. That means the expansion of SJVN and its projects under construction and like that. Last year, generation also increased by over 1%. The generation of SJVN from all projects, from its subsidiaries as well as main projects, it was 9,335 million units against 9,208 million units last year. Similarly, we have record turnover, highest ever turnover for the FY23. It is 3,298 crore rupees. It is the highest ever. Now, I'm coming to the annual results. Revenue from operation registered an increase of over 21%. In the FY23, the revenue from operations was 2,935, as against 2,421 crore rupees. Similarly, total revenue, which I already mentioned, that there was increase of more than 25%, 3,298 crore turnover in the FY23, against 2,625 crore rupees last year. If we come to the profit before tax, the profit before tax registered an increase of about 29%. It is 1,732 crore rupees against 1,343 crore rupees. PAT, profit after tax, registered an increase of about 40%. The PAT this year, FY23, is 1,363 crore rupees against 977 crore rupees last year. Similarly, the earnings per share, it increased from 2.49 rupees to 3.47 rupees. Net worth also registered an increase over 5%. Now, net worth at the end of financial year 2023 was 13,822 crore rupees. And generation, I have already mentioned the generation. The generation total consolidated generation from all the projects, whether of SJVN or subsidiaries, is 9,335 million units against 2,007 million units last year. Similarly, we are continuing with the efficient operation of our projects, hydro projects particularly. The plant availability factor of our both the project, Nathwa Jhakadi and Rampur Hydropower Station, the annual plant availability factor is around 106.65 in case of Rampur and 106.22 in case of Rampur. Previously, the figure was for Nathwa Jhakadi. If we talk of the incentive which we earned from various sources, that the capacity incentives, UI and secondary energy or RECs, the total incentive also increased by 2.2%. This year total incentives are 305 crore rupees against 298 crore rupees last year. And but for the quarter, the trend of precipitation or the discharge in the rivers or sunshine or wind velocity in the solar and wind projects, out of the four quarters, the quarter one was better one in terms of discharge in the river and the generation thereof. But the remaining three quarters, the precipitation as well as the discharge in the river was very less as compared to the last year. This is climatic change, or like that there was very lesser snowfall in the vicinity in the catchment areas, and the monsoon was also not evenly spread. During some monsoon months, the rains may be very high, but the discharge was over the design discharge. That water was of no use. But during the other months, the discharge in the river was very, very less. The similar trend or even worse trend is being observed this year also. In the months of April and till now also, the discharge and generation is as low as 50 to 55% as compared to last year. During the quarter, the revenue as total income increased by about 50%, but the PAT, profit after tax, there is a marginal increase. Last year it was negative, but this year is only 13.61 crore rupees so far as this Q4 is concerned. Similarly, there is decrease in the generation also. Generation decreased by 7%. Last year it was 886 million units. This year only 824 million units generation during the Q4 also. So these are the figures for the Q4 and FY23 accounts. Now we are open to the questions of the analysts and other persons connected to the teleconference.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning, sir, and congratulations on a very decent year, especially good work on the CapEx. So my first question is on the NTPC, sorry, SJVN Green. What is the capacity right now under the SJVN Green which you have transferred and capacity under construction which you want to transfer? And is there any pipeline which you over and above this?
Yes, Mohit. The solar projects which were earlier with SJVN now have been transferred to SGL. These are five projects. One is Bikaner, 1000 megawatt. Then Prashan, Gurra. Prashan is in Uttar Pradesh. Gurra and Gujarat again Uttar Pradesh. And Ragan Seda in Gujarat. These five projects have already been transferred to SGVL. And the purchase consideration is around 1,282 crore rupees, which were incurred by SJVN, now has been transferred to SJVL. And all other projects which are now in the pipeline, we will be transferring these to SJVL. SJVL. These are, if we talk about the projects under construction, we have around one is Bugodra, 70 megawatt project in Gujarat. This is under construction. Unkareshwar also. Unkareshwar is a floating solar project, 90 megawatt in Madhya Pradesh. Then we have two projects, one project in Punjab, 100 megawatt, and one is 15 megawatt project in Nangal, this Bhaga Nangal. With VVMD, these are under construction. We will be transferring these to SGL also in the coming time. Then we have around 9 projects which are under pre-construction, or they will be likely to be put under construction in the coming period. So the capacity of these projects is around 1183 megawatt. The projects which, solar projects which are under construction, the capacity is 1500 megawatt, and which are likely to be put into construction is 1183 megawatt. So total capacity will be 2758 megawatt total solar capacity.
So 2758 megawatt is total capacity.
Yes.
Out of which, sir, how much is on the operation right now?
Operation is 179 megawatt.
9 megawatt on operation, and 1183 megawatt is under pipeline,
yes.
And the balance is under construction.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, sir.
Yes.
And any color on the EBITDA revenue of the SGEL in FY23? Also net worth and gross block.
Yeah, net worth I have already saw 13,822 is net worth. I will take that.
No, sir. Asking for the HM and green energy, the subsidy.
Can you repeat the question?
I'm asking for the net worth of the SJVN Green Energy, the new
SGL
subsidiary.
SGL net worth kitna hai? It is around 2,500 crores, but we'll let you know the figure, exact figure when we get it.
Sure, sir. Understood, sir. And so secondly, on the other construction project of Buxar and Nepal, what are the revised timelines and how much you spent till date, and what is the final capital expenditure?
Yes, in Buxar we have already spent around 7,500 crore rupees, and in Nepal 4,200 crore rupees. These are the expenses so far incurred, capex so far incurred on this project. The revised timeline for Buxar, we are still expecting that there were some issues regarding the land and local unrest, but we are still trying that first unit will be commissioned by March 24 and second unit by June 24. Similarly, for Nepal project, there were some geological problems at dam site, but we are still hoping that the project will be commissioned between March 24 to September 24.
Is there any color on the PPA for the Nepal, sir?
PPA, we are having discussion with the different DISCOMs or with the different models. So that is under process.
It's a different model. Does it mean that it's is a fixed tariff or I'm assuming that all this will be longer term PPA, right?
Yes, that fixed tariff may be there, but we will not go for long-term PPAs because it has been seen that the need of hydro, the necessity of hydro is going to be there in the times to come with the increase in the intermittent energy from solar and wind projects. So even the DISCOMs or utilities are not favoring long-term PPAs because the initial cost of hydro projects is quite high. What we are thinking of the model like RTC, round-the-clock power. So by bundling it with the solar and wind or other unallocated power from our projects, so we will give a complete solution to the DISCOMs that if we have to supply RTC power to them. So these hydro projects, whether it's in Nepal or in Himachal Pradesh, we are also thinking of the model of bundling hydro with the solar and wind projects.
For clarification, can you sell the power on the exchanges from Nepal? Is it possible?
Can you repeat the question again?
Sir, can you sell the power on the exchanges, the power exchanges of India?
Yes, that we are free to sell through power exchange also. And it has been seen that rates of power during the peaking period also were very high to the extent of 10 to 11 rupees per kilowatt-hour also. So because we have the peaking potential, peaking capacity in these hydro projects, so these rates will be beneficial to the SJVN also.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Bahadur. Sir, your audio is sounding very soft. Can you speak a bit louder?
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Please proceed.
Sure, sir. So I wanted some clarity on this water cess that has been imposed by Himachal government. Right. I can see that we have taken a stand of probably going against it, but at the same time, what could be its impact? And also from a regulation point of view, will it be allowed as a pass-through?
Definitely it's a pass-through item. The PPAs which we have signed with the DISCOMs, the entities, these clauses there that such change in law will be a pass-through item. The impact will be the increase in the tariff. So that's why the various developers, they have approached the state government also, they have approached now going to the court also to quash this water cess, imposition of water cess. So SJVN has also approached the High Court also, and Government of India has also written to the state, not only Himachal, but all the states, those who have levied such duties or cess on the generation of power, that this imposition of water cess or such levies is unconstitutional and beyond the scope of powers of the state, because this is ultimately an additional tax, taxation. So far as the taxation issue is concerned, that is the Government of India on such issues, these are the interstate rivers. And the impact of imposition of such a some duty or cess, the consumers of other states are impacted. So that is the impact ranges from few paisa, say 50 to 60 paisa in a project to around 2 to 3 rupees per unit in some other projects. Because cess is head and discharge linked. So in some projects, the discharge is more, but head is less. So the impact of cess will be more per unit of energy.
Okay, sir. Understood. So secondly, on the PPA for Nathdwar-Murree as well, are we targeting something similar to RM3, that is probably blending or RTC power, or do we hope to find a long-term?
We are open to that, but we are in discussion, and discussion are at the final stage, last stage, when one of the entities for distribution of power, and we are entering into MOU for PPA for 5 years. So
okay, so we'll be going with a 5-year PPA for the entire capacity.
Yes.
Okay, understood, sir. Sir, you gave some color on the discharge this year till date, which has been significantly lower year on year. What's your expectation for the full year? Do you expect it to pick up, or based on the reservoir levels and probably snowfall, is it expected to be a weak year this time?
Yes, we have projects which are ROR, run of the river projects. So the storage capacity is to the extent of peaking power only, 3 to 4 hours. We have these 2% Dathwa Jhakri and Rampur project, we don't have that much storage. Rampur is of course a tender project. So the pattern of discharge in the river and the generation of energy has different connotations. Pre-monsoon, we are already at 50% of the generation as compared to last year, about 50%. But monsoon period of around 3 months, say end of May or mid of June to mid of September, there is a full flow season. So there will be no impact. I think the discharge is now going to increase. It will exceed our design discharge. So there will be no impact on generation of power. But subsequent to monsoon season, what is the climatic impact or temperature or in the hills like that? Because this last year there was very less snowfall on the hills. So similarly, and after the winter season, the winter were prolonged. There were rains in the entire northern region. The temperature in the hilly region was very less. Snow melt was very less. So that's why the discharge in the river was very less. So that is the trend. Now we have to see if the same trend as it was observed last year continues, and then overall say generation from hydro projects will be reduced by at least 300 million units, maybe around, that is say 5 to 10% or 5% to the extent of 5%. So it depends on the subsequent fluctuations, changes in the climatic or weather pattern in the coming times.
Understood, sir. So last question from my side, if you can please give the breakup for the incentives as in UI, secondary and capacity.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely I will give. Total incentives this year were 305 crore rupees, and out of this 305 crore rupees, 210 comes from the capacity. Capacity means the normative capacity fixed by CRC for one project is 90% and the other project is 85%. And we achieved the plant availability factor of 106%+. So total incentive from capacity is 210 crores. UI that DSM, deviation settlement mechanism, was 43.63 crore rupees. It is almost equal to that of last year, though DSM guidelines were very, very stringent this year. And then through secondary energy, the incentives comes at 50.67 crore rupees, and REC 0.74 crore rupees, so total 305 crore rupees. If you talk of the project, then capacity incentives from Nathwa Jhakri projects were 126 crores, Rampur project 84 crore rupees. UI from NJH Nathwa Jhakri 25.78 crore rupees and Rampur 17.85 crore rupees. And secondary energy from Nathwa Jhakri project is about 46 crores and Rampur about 4.73 crore rupees. So this is break of incentive.
Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Divya Daga from Vijit Global Services Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have two questions related to solar projects. My first question is there any specific tariff revision period by CERC or the solar project's tariff is fixed?
Okay. Solar tariff is fixed. It's competitive bidding. It is a market discovery of tariff is through competitive bidding in the market. And that tariff is fixed. CERC has nothing to do with this tariff.
Okay. And during the life cycle of the project, when is the viability gap funding received? Is it used for loan repayment or for general corporate purpose?
The VGF for the, it is only for the scheme which is under CPSE scheme. Whereas for the other projects, there is no viability gap funding. So for the CPSE scheme, the money is received during the period of construction. For example, SJVN is executing 1,000 megawatt under CPSE scheme. That is in Rajasthan, Bikaner. So we will be receiving the viability gap funding during the course of construction.
Okay. And where do we use that amount?
That amount we use for the construction of that particular project, that Bikaner project.
Okay. What is the minimum cost the company incur in setting up of STP?
For the setting up?
Of solar power plant.
Yes, so that ranges from 5 crore to 6 crore rupees.
And what will be the realization per megawatt?
Realization per megawatt, actually, it is in terms of energy. How much is the capacity utilization factor and the tariff which we will be getting. So return on equity ranges from 10% to say 12 to 13%.
Okay. I just have one more question. How long does it take for a solar project to reach a break-even point?
Break-even point is right from the beginning. We work out the tariff. We work out the tariff because we have loans also, we have invested the equity also. On equity, we are getting around 10 to 12% return on equity. The loan, it is our efficiency or our prudence at which rate of interest we get the loans. And the tariff is accordingly worked out. How much is the expenditure, how much interest during construction. So break even, we can't say that. It is totally planned for 25 years. 25 years, the profit which we getting in terms of ROE, etc. So our efficiency or prudence lies in the point of how efficiently or how economically we construct the project, how we avoid the IDC interest during construction, or how cheaper we get the loans.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Am I audible?
Yes.
So the first question was just to dwell a bit
more. Sorry to interrupt. Sir, your audio is sounding very soft.
Okay. Is this better?
So slightly better. Please proceed.
Yeah. So one was just to understand on the hydro projects pipeline that you have. And I understand there's a lot of projects both in Arunachal and Himachal that you have under clearance. So if you could just throw some light on that, where are we in terms of getting the approvals for them? Have most of the DPRs been prepared? Are there certain ECFCs that are required?
Yes, Aniket. Hydro projects. Hydro projects, we have already two hydro projects under operation. These are the two flagship, Nathpa Jhakri and Rampur. And the hydro projects which are under construction, we have five hydro projects under construction. Three in Himachal, one in Uttarakhand, and one in Nepal. So these are five projects under construction, hydro projects under construction. And in pipeline, we have around,
projects, Hydro 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. More than 10 hydro projects in the pipeline. In Himachal, in Arunachal Pradesh, and in Nepal also. If we include, because projects in Arunachal Pradesh are yet to be allotted by the government of Arunachal Pradesh, these are under allotment. So when these will be allotted, the figure will go beyond 15 also. So 5 projects under construction and 1 project which is likely to become under construction is in Nepal. There is 669 megawatt project, Lower Arun project in Nepal. The investment, this DPR has already been cleared by both the Indian and Nepalese authorities, concerned authorities. And the investment approval has to be accorded by Government of India, that is through Cabinet CCA. And the process is on, the PIB meeting has already taken place. Now the matter will be placed before the capital in the coming couple of months. So we are sure that in a month or two we will get the capital this investment approval. This is 669 megawatt project. Projects, other projects in Himachal, Arunachal Pradesh, these are under survey and investigation. We are in the process of preparation of DPRs, though there are many problems. There is resistance on the part of the people also against the hydro projects, but survey investigation process it will take, or DPR preparation itself will take at least 2 to 3 years, minimum 2 to 3 years. We have to take seasonal data for hydrology for at least two consecutive seasons like that. So the pipeline is there, more than 15 projects, but the speed of completion of the DPR, that depends upon how difficult the project is. Some projects are not approachable even. There is no connectivity, there is no road also. In Arunachal Pradesh, we have been indicated 5 projects. Out of these 5 projects, 1 project is of 3097 megawatt Italian project. That is under discussion with the government of Arunachal Pradesh. So we are targeting further that this project seems to be doable. DPR is already in place. Slight modification has to be done. So these are the projects in Himachal, Arunachal or Nepal. Nepal, we are eyeing more projects. We have already one project under construction, one DPR is already in place and investment approval is under process. And one more project, around 4 project has already been allotted by government of Nepal. We are targeting 2 or 3 more projects in Nepal. So pipeline is long, but so far as hydro projects are concerned, the speed and the progress has constraints.
Fair, that's helpful. The other question was on Buxar. So on Buxar, has the land acquisition issue been sorted? Have we been able to get that 230 acres of land?
Yes, that is still under process. People have some objections regarding the rate of compensation. So rate of compensation that has been challenged with the Lara court, and Lara court is in process of issuing notices to the people to receive the payment. And we have told them whatever compensation will be avoided by the competent authority, we will be giving it to the people. So we are also, on the other hand, we are also in touch with the public also, if they allow, because they are of this opinion that we will not allow work to be started if compensation is not paid to them with the enhanced compensation. But we have the limitation that enhanced compensation can only be given to them, whichever is decided by the competent court or authority. But at the same time, we are working on it, and we are successful also on the alternate arrangement of coal supply to the project. We have already discussed with the railway site, so they are constructing the alternate line also, which will be around 3 kilometers from the our project site. If our this normal course of railway siding is not completed, we can bring coal to the project nearer to the 3 kilometers of the plant site, and from that coal can be transported by the trucks through the normal road also. But we are hopeful that things will be in line soon.
Fair. Just small questions. One is the FY23 capex of 8,200 crores. Could you break that up between hydro and renewables?
Yes, from 8,240 crore rupees on renewables, it was around 3,000 crore on renewables, and on this thermal is around 2,500 crore rupees. So total is 5,500, and the remaining about 2,700-2,800 crore is on hydro.
And for FY24 and FY25, what is the capacity addition for renewables that we expect?
Capacity addition in the coming time. Renewables, this will be around 1500 megawatt in the current financial year. And about 1200 megawatt next year. Total about 2700.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Marcel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, my question is regarding this. There are 5 hydro projects which are under construction, 3 HP, 1 UK and 1 Nepal.
Hmm.
So what is the capacity of this one and when they are going to be like implemented, commission?
Yes, out of these 5 projects, one is in Nepal, that is 900 megawatt Arun 3 project. And the commissioning will be in the financial year 24-25. Mostly quarter one or quarter two of FY24-25. And the other project, Natwar Mori project, is a 60 megawatt project in Uttarakhand, and the commissioning will be in the Q2 of this year. In the Q2 of this year, yes. By July, we will be able to commission this project. And in Himachal, there are 3 projects. One is 210 megawatt Luhri hydro power project. The commissioning will be in the 25, around Q4 of 25. And 66 megawatt third project in Himachal is 66 megawatt Dholasit project. It is of 66 megawatt, and the commissioning will again be in the Q3 or Q4 of 25-26.
And third one, there are 3 projects, right?
Sunni project of 382 megawatt. The commissioning will be in the year 382 megawatt.
Okay, and sir, like regarding this solar, you mentioned about 2,500 is under like construction, like 1,500 approximately under construction and 1,000 under planning. So
yes.
When this construction like is going to be commissioned, and like when this planning is going to come under the construction?
This 1500 megawatt project, solar projects, will be commissioned in this current year, current financial year, and about 1200 megawatt projects will be commissioned in the next financial year.
Okay. And sir, like you also mentioned that thermal, so are we also in the thermal power or are we only in this like hydro and this renewable only?
We are also in thermal. We are constructing one thermal project in Bihar. This is 1320 megawatt project, and we will be commissioning, and it is 1320 megawatt project.
No, I'm saying sir, like this thermal, are we going to commission for the first time or we already have some thermal power project with us?
Yeah, we are going to commission for the first time. This is the first and the only project with HVN.
So like, is it in joint venture with NTPC or we have the solo?
No, it is solely with HVN.
HVN total, okay. So like, when is going to be commissioned, sir?
Commissioning between next March 24 to June 24.
Okay. And sir, my this is last question regarding Devsari. We have 245 crore blocked since last 2 years.
Hmm.
So is this money going to be completely lost or what? Like, or like, is there any headway to restart this the concession from this project?
There were issues in Uttarakhand regarding that Namami Gange or something ordered by the Supreme Court also. So though this was not the project in the list of those projects where Supreme Court said that project cannot be constructed, but the Government of India, three ministries, Ministry of Power, Ministry of Water Resources, and Ministry of Environment and Forests, Supreme Court has asked the three ministries to file an affidavit of these projects.
So, as of now, Supreme Court has said that it cannot be constructed.
No, Supreme Court has not said that that project is not in the list of not to be constructed projects. But the situation is being monitored holistically in the state. So Government of India has to take a view. These three ministries, Ministry of Power, Ministry of Water Resources, and Ministry of Environment and Forests.
And sir, is it like similar to that, like Jhansi Metro, like wherever the city was like drowning, like kind of thing? Is it because of this one or is there some other issue?
Can you speak little slowly? You are speaking so fast that we are not able to decipher your words.
No, no. What I'm saying that, like recently,
yes,
three, 4 months ago, there was an issue in Uttarakhand that very like certain like township or certain hill, hill station were getting, you know, this cracking, and you know, the city was like getting inside the mountain.
Yes, that was Joshimath issue. Joshimath issue. This is not near to that, near to that area.
Okay. So, Swamish, what is the core issue like due to which it has been stopped?
Just like in the catchment areas of Ganga. So this is not exactly on Bhagirathi or Alkananda, but this project is on the tributary of Alkananda. So
Okay.
yes.
Because of this. And sir, my last question regarding this in Nepal, 659 megawatt. When this project is going to start under construction, this?
In this calendar year.
Okay. Very good, sir. So nice. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shalini Sharma from PSU Watch. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Shalini. My question is, what is the hydro pumped storage capacity that SJVN is targeting to put in place and in which state? And could you also please share what stage of planning are these projects at, if at all?
Shalini, there is an echo in your voice. We are not able to clearly listen.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Is this better?
Yes, it's better now.
Right. Sir, I wanted to understand what is the hydro pumped storage capacity that SJVN is targeting to put in place, and which states, if there is a plan already in place, then which are the states that you are targeting? And could you also please share that what stage of planning these projects are at currently?
The hydro capacity target which we have fixed, because we have a shared vision for the organization, and our shared vision is 25,000 megawatt by 2030. Out of this.
Sir, if I please may interrupt you, I am asking about hydro pumped storage.
Pump storage, PSPs.
Yeah.
PSPs, we have been indicated 10 projects in different states by Government of India of capacity of 12,790 megawatt, 10 projects. And we are doing the feasibility studies about these projects. Out of these 10 projects, six projects were in Maharashtra. So out of these six projects, five projects are in wildlife sanctuary. So there is no feasibility of constructing of pump storage projects in those five areas. But there is one more project in Maharashtra that we are doing the feasibility study. Similarly, in other states, Himachal and Mizoram, we have indicated few projects there. So we are preparing PFR, the feasibility studies for that, reports for that. So wherever the projects are found viable, we'll be going for that. So the target we will be fixing around anything around 5,000 megawatt capacity in the coming 7 to 10 years through pump storage projects.
Right. And sir, what is the investment that these projects would entail? Just an indicative number.
The project cost comes to around 10 to 12 crore per megawatt in hydro projects, including the PSP. So what 5,000 megawatt projects means 50,000 crore investment.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking the last question. That is in the line of Varun Bang from Brightstone Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So what is the regulated equity as of end of FY23 at standalone level?
Yes, Varun. The regulated equity where the CRC comes into picture, there is the equity of construction already commissioned project is 6,193 crore rupees, and projects which are under construction, the equity regulated equity is around about 7,000 crores. So total
for Buxar and Arun 3.
Buxar, Arun 3 and Arun 3 project and other projects which are in Himachal Pradesh. There is.
Can you share it separately for Buxar and Arun 3? And has there been any change in terms of cost of project of Buxar and Arun 3? Because there have been some delays.
The Buxar, the equity is around 3,100 crores. And in case of Arun, the equity is around 2,100 crores. So total 5,200 crores equity in both these projects. Whereas in case of Duri or Sunni and Natwar Mori and Dhala Sedh, the equity of more than 25, it is around 1,500 crore rupees.
Okay. And what is the scope to an incentives at Buxar plant?
Scope of
incentives?
There is no scope of incentive like that. That is, we have already tied up the selling of power with the government of Bihar. This is on cost plus basis.
Okay, okay. And you said that we are looking at adding 1500 megawatt in so this is on RE side. We said that we are looking to add 1500 megawatt in FY24. And 1200 megawatt in 25. So just to get sense of profitability on RE side, basis of tariff that we have, what is your estimate of operating profits and net profit per megawatt on RE side?
The total investment on these projects, if we talk of the equity, we are investing equity between 20 to 30% equity. On this 2700 megawatt projects, the cost of projects 15,000 crores. So out of that 15,000, what 1,200 crores will be equity, and ROE will be to the extent of in the range of 10 to 12%. So you can very well example on 1,200 crores equity, 120 crore profit per year.
Okay, got it. And a small suggestion, sir, can we have a quarterly press release where we can, you know, get an update on all the projects that are under construction, and there we can highlight the key milestones that we have achieved during the quarter, and also highlight the status of the project. That would be helpful to understand the progress.
Though we release the press statement also, but that is not that much detailed. This nice suggestion, we will think over it. Yes.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for his closing comments.
We thank Mr. Endal Sharma, sir, for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.